I'm Henry Ranga, president of Christian Leaders Institute. So why do we have an endorsement class? Well, you're here studying ministry, and if you're at Christian Leaders Institute, the development school, the Christian development school, just take classes. You don't have to worry about endorsements. But let's say you're here for a minister credential. You're here to be a wedding officiant or a licensed minister or an ordained minister. Well, studying is very important, but it's also important that someone stands in your corner to recommend you, to endorse you. This is an online platform in terms of its education, and the relationship to Christian Leaders Alliance, we seek to bring your ministry local. Does somebody acknowledge you locally? And depending on what role you are called to pursue, those endorsements have a different number. For instance, if you are called to be a wedding officiant, one endorsement, one recommendation is great. Maybe even being recommended by the bride and groom that want you to do the wedding, or maybe by your pastor, or maybe by your spouse. But let's say you want to go further at the Alliance to be a licensed minister or an ordained minister or other roles. Each role, then, class of role, have a different endorsement requirement. So for a licensed minister, it's generally two endorsements. For a ordained minister is generally three endorsements. What about the Christian Leaders Institute degree program at the Leadership Excellence School? Well, that's one endorsement. So you have one endorsement there, and that gets you started. So the endorsements are something that you can get started on right away. So get involved in this class. It will be a class that will be a prerequisite for all of the minister credentials and a prerequisite for the degree program. So it's not going to be that big of a deal, but I want to mention one huge benefit. You know how powerful it is when someone who knows you says, yes, I see God's gift in you. I see that you are called into ministry. You are called to get a degree. So that's really the benefit of all, is the process is very powerful. Now, if you cannot get one recommendation, maybe that can be a little depressing, but it's also an opportunity to ask the Lord to help you, to see, how do I really fare in the eyes of those around? You know, a credential is not just about you saying, give me a credential, but it's about what others say. The Proverbs talks about it, like, let others give you a compliment. Let others acknowledge you. And these credentials have that component in there. So it's not just an online credential you get, ordination-only credential, a transaction. No, it is about the endorsement of local people who see in you the calling of God.